This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Tuesday, the 9th of June, 2026. Let's get to the top stories. The weather in Israel today is warm and sunny, perfect for those heading outside. In Tel Aviv, the sun is shining brightly. Jerusalem sees similar conditions with clear skies. Meanwhile, Haifa enjoys a mild breeze. As night falls, expect a warm evening across the country. Here are today's headlines. First, a gunman was shot dead after crossing into Israel from Lebanon and firing at troops. This is from the Times of Israel in the last few minutes. Also, despite Iran's threats, Israel has vowed to strike Beirut for every Hezbollah attack on northern communities. This comes from Ynet earlier today. Also this hour, the IDF struck a Hamas naval police headquarters in southern Gaza, killing several terrorists. JNS reported this earlier today. Separately, two films at the Israel Film Center Festival portray the anxiety Israeli parents face when their sons fight for the country. Forward reported this an hour ago. And finally, a fifth man was charged in connection to the arson of London's Hatzola ambulances in March. This news is from JTA earlier today. Here's what people are saying online. Michael Starr, a journalist, posted just minutes ago that an 18-year-old has been charged in the Golders Green Hatzola ambulance arsons, marking the fifth charge related to the incident. Amit Segal, a notable correspondent, reported that the IDF confirmed the infiltration of a terrorist from Lebanon, who was subsequently eliminated. Forces are still investigating. I24N, EWS English, shared that the IDF killed a Hezbollah operative crossing into Israeli territory. They provided more details on their website. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the incident on the Lebanon border, the Times of Israel reports that the gunman, after crossing into Israel, opened fire but did not cause any casualties. Residents near the border were advised to stay inside as a precaution. This development comes amid heightened tensions in the region. Turning to Israel's stance on Lebanon, Ynet notes that despite Iran's warning, Israel will continue its policy of responding to Hezbollah's aggression. Senior cabinet officials emphasize that any threat from Hezbollah will be met with strikes. This underscores Israel's firm approach to its northern security challenges. Meanwhile, the IDF's attack in southern Gaza targeted Hamas's naval capabilities. According to JNS, several terrorists, including a cell commander, were killed in the strike. This operation comes as part of Israel's ongoing efforts to weaken Hamas's military infrastructure. Civilians in Gaza face increased uncertainty amid these strikes. In the realm of culture, Forward highlights two films exploring the emotional toll on Israeli parents with sons in the military. These films, at the Israel Film Center Festival, delve into the deep anxieties faced by families. It's a poignant reminder of the personal impact of ongoing conflicts. And regarding the London arson case, JTA reports a significant development with the arrest of a fifth suspect. The Metropolitan Police noted the rise in anti-Semitic incidents, linking this arrest to a broader investigation. This highlights ongoing concerns about anti-Semitism in Europe. Turning to business and markets. First, Rylo, an Israeli startup, has raised $85 million at a valuation of $500 million. CTech reports this morning that the company aims to reach $1 billion in revenue by 2028, focusing on AI tools for the deaf and hard of hearing. Separately, Globes reports that the Bar Association is pressuring David Popovich to take down his Lawfare app. The app offers AI solutions for parking ticket appeals, raising concerns about the legal profession's future. And finally, Ynet Business notes that OpenAI has filed confidential paperwork for a potential IPO. As AI companies race for Wall Street, ChatGPT's maker is considering its strategic financial options. That's your Israel 18 news update for evening. We'll be back with more at 7 p.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.